from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this guy, Bob from, let's see where he's from, the BT Steel Curtain, whatever the hell that is, and Sporting News. He's one of these guys that's got 97 different outlets he does stuff for, whatever. Slippery Rock grad. Tweeted out, and I want you to tell me, is this a parody or if this is actually, if he's being serious. Someone explain to me who Smokey Robinson is, like I'm five. He's at Steelers camp today. I have no idea who he is.
I'll do some research. Well, do some research if you're him.
Do you believe that somebody who is over the age of, say, 15 doesn't know who Smokey Robinson is? Hold up. City Limits, do you know who Smokey Robinson is?
Yes, the singer.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe this guy really doesn't know who Smokey Robinson is, or it's just an act for Twitter engagement and followers? And it's helped because we've all, like, sort of responded to him, you can't be serious. So now, you know, he's got a bunch of people that actually, he's on their radar. Do you believe that if you read his responses, I actually don't believe that he didn't know who Smokey Robinson was.
Everyone wants to get likes and retweets and engagement, and this is what happens when you do it.
Yep.
I mean, there are certain names that are iconic regardless of your age. You should know them, you know, and if you just take time to investigate more things and research more things. This applies to everything in life. You'd be more equipped to make a better determination of whatever it is you're trying to determine.
Right. It's just amazing. It's amazing to me. It really is. Nevertheless, he was there. And he also did a concert. You were there, what, Saturday night? Him and Pitbull did a concert or something? Mm-hmm. Saturday night?
Yeah, very good for HM3 Independence Fund, yes.
Okay. So there's that. But the story so far in training camp has been that quarterback one, that would be Russell Wilson, is not practicing yet. And he's not practicing because apparently he strained his calf.
Yes.
Or something, while he was pushing a sled in I guess warm-ups of some sort.
I don't think it was one of those sleds that offensive linemen will hit, but it was a sled nonetheless. And I don't ever recall quarterbacks pushing anything up there. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. There are certain things they do, but maybe it's something we don't see, but I don't recall much of that. Now, there's a new training staff, strength and conditioning staff in place, I think. So maybe that's a new technique. I don't know.
Right.
But he's 36. I don't know if he needs to push sleds around. And I also don't know how, you know, this is 1 week into training camp. We're still a week and a half away from the first preseason game. And, you know, there's – he didn't practice, okay. I don't know how much I expect him to practice, though, Paul, at age 36.
Right. I just thought, but my point is, it's early. They're still doing the football in T-shirts and shorts, although it's starting to get real here.
Right.
And all that other stuff. So my point is, if you look at it, it's not that significant yet, but are you starting to get at least a little bit nervous about it?
Well, I mean, he's 36, and this is why there's a little bit of that going on. But again, I'm going to wait until they do these preseason games, because even at 36, and even given his track record, I think he needs time with this group. Both he and Justin Fields and anyone else who's new here, you can't just not have them on the field because, well, we know Russell Wilson can play. This is a whole new group. There has to be some, time together so that they can actually, you know, have some sort of chemistry. You can't just do it in training camp. And that's why I expect to see, if he doesn't play in the first game and it's still a lingering issue, then that's a concern. I remember when Najee Harris had his, you know, foot, and Mike Tomlin downplayed that. But it turned out that, you know, halfway through the season, then he had like a screw or a plate or something put into that foot. So
right. It
was worse than, you know, they make it out to believe. And I'll say this, coaches at this point do not have to reveal anything. They are not required until the season starts about injuries and whether or not guys are in and out. So there's no designation other than he'll be fine day to day. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key. I don't think I'm really, really that concerned about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But as you start to go through this now, you would think a new quarterback, who is, you know, it's a brand new offense, which means everybody's learning it. And I know it was installed in OTAs and all that, but now everybody's kind of learning it. You're trying to learn personnel. You're going to try and learn, you know, who's going to be what spot on your offensive line. You know, the receivers are learning. Everybody's learning this. And your quarterback is in a baseball hat.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that comes out of that, Bob, and it's really simple to me, and that is that you basically have a situation of where it's training camp, so everybody's great. If you've read the coverage out of training camp, all of the corners are unbelievable. The receivers are going to set everybody up. Justin Fields looks like he might be, you know, the second coming. That's the other thing I always get out of training camp, and I always say to myself, why do we have to cover everything with such hyperbole all the time? Like, you know.
Well, normally the Pirates aren't involved in anything, so therefore it becomes, what else are you going to do?
Right.
Now they are. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I've learned a lot from, I mean, I've done preseason games with the Steelers and Charlie, and before him, Edmund Nelson, before him, Jack Ham, for over 20 years. And I know that you could be deceived by what you see sometimes in the preseason. And last year is the perfect example of that, when Kenny Pickett lit it up with five possessions, five touchdowns, and everybody thought this is going to be something extremely special, and it never did work out to that degree at all. And now that whole thing has changed completely. So, you know, you go through it, you see what you got. I think it's important to see guys like Fatanu play. I think all these young guys, Frazier at center, all these people they brought in, they got to have roles, and they better, you know, step up pretty quickly.
No question. Absolutely no question.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to believe everything I see up there one day to the next. Because one day, if Justin Fields looks really good, the next day he could look very bad. And then defensive backs who get burned one day come up with plays the next day. So what are you to conclude there?
Well, I mean, I think that's the key. That's the key, is when you analyze it from afar, you have to remember they're playing against each other. You know? And I had to laugh because I had to laugh because it was one of those things where if a guy's doing really well at receiver, it means your corner's not doing very well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if a guy's doing really well at corner, it means your receiver's probably not doing very well. You know?
Well, Dante Johnson, the guy they brought in, for Deontay Johnson, was making an interception of Justin Fields the other day. Okay. But then Fields can go down the field and make a big completion. Again, right. It's you need to go through these repetitions. It's very important for the players and the coaches. But for observing it and trying to make a conclusion, you just can't. You're going to have to go through preseason games and see where they are, so that on September the 8th, when they kick this thing off in Atlanta, they have the best available people out there.
Right. So we'll see now. The position battles, it sounds like Broderick Jones, at least for now, is going to start out at the right tackle.
That means that Dan Moore is going to be at left tackle. And right. But I don't believe that. I think at the beginning of the season, you will see Broderick Jones at left tackle and Troy Fontano at right tackle. I think he strikes me as someone who's ahead of the game over there. He's played a lot out in Washington. He has a better run of games, and I think you'll see him eventually be that. I think they're doing that because, number one, Moore's a veteran, right? And Mike Tomlin likes to push those veterans and make the young guys earn it if you're going to get it. But I don't think it'll stand up at the beginning of the season.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key. It's one of those things where it's just going to be interesting to see how long they make him wait. Because Broderick Jones started, what, about the fourth week or fifth week last year, something like that?
Yeah, that's when Chooks got in trouble for something. I don't know exactly what it was, and then he never played again, and now he's no longer here.
Yeah. Well, nevertheless, Bob, I know you've got to start to think about getting out of here. What are you, golfing, or what are you
going to do? No. Something I got to do.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
No, I wish it was. It wasn't.
Well,
that
we
at
talked
all.
About. We've got our golf expert here, Paul Nussbaum, who does.
Paul can play. I've read the reports. I see the gin, and I'm not talking about gin like gin in a glass.
Right.
I'm talking about the gin score.
So,
what is yours, by the way, Paul?
It's ugly right now. It's like 20-ish, probably. If you look me up, probably about 20-ish.
And Paul, what are you? 7.5. There you go.
Wow.
Means he's making a lot of putts.
7.5. That's what you are, Bob, right?
No, I'm 13 right now.
Wow.
I'm struggled. Again, it's mostly short game. And until short game gets fixed, it's never going to change it. You can hit the ball as much as you want, but you can't score unless you reduce the amount of shots you take from 100 yards and in. And I'm making too many.
Well, that's the thing that I've found, honestly. Like, I was way, I got all the way up to like an 11, but now I just don't have enough time to play. So I'm probably back to like a 20. I haven't looked at, I think it's like 20-ish. But for a while, I was trending towards towards 30.
Well, I have this recurring problem that drives me nuts,
yes,
because I've played this game long enough to know that when you don't hit the putt to the hole, it will not go in.
Right.
Short putts will never go in, although Yogi Berra said 95% of them won't. No, 100% never get. Why is it that most average golfers seem to not get the ball to the hole You know, the opposite of that is going by 3 feet. If I'm going to leave myself 2 feet short, I'd rather go 3 feet by and have the same thing, basically, and give it a shot, right? Do you do that a lot?
Yeah, that's where I lose a lot of strokes in putting. But where I've been able to start to save strokes is actually my short game. I've decided I'm not good enough to go pin hunting.
So I just be smart. Go green hunting.
I just try
and hit
to the middle of the green.
Right, green hunting will get you there.
And even if I have a 25-foot putt, at least I'm not pulling any other club up. That's helped a little bit. It really is. So, you know, now the big thing is I got to get better at putting. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I at least get my drive in. You know, if you're trying, it sounds like a very low standard, it is, but when you can eliminate all of those penalty strokes off of the tee and you can eliminate some of the strokes around the green, now I'm to the point where if I just tighten up a little bit with my putts, and I'll give you a great example. As I told you, I went up with Greg Gattuso. We played Saratoga National up in near Albany where he's at. It's a really unbelievable course, hard course. But I shot a 91. Okay.
That's good.
And I could point to five putts that if I was good, I make three of. You know, well, if someone that's really good makes all five of them, you know, short putts that you should make more than you miss. I missed five of them. So I make three of those five. Now I'm at 88 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that, I mean, so it's getting there. I'm getting back
it's
a little bit
of
time.
The easiest way to shave shots off your game is making putts.
Right.
Don't three putt. Don't waste them on a green. It's the easiest thing to say. It's a hard thing to do.
Right. So.
But pin hunting will never help you. You better just put it on the green. Take your medicine. Don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Pin hunting will leave you in bad situations in sand traps or high rough where you really will mess up your score.
The other thing is, I've also realized you'd rather be on the front of the, at the front of the green than go too far.
Well, it depends on the green. If it's
almost
going,
everyone, if you're on the front of the green, you're still the cup is still facing you.
Unless you have a false front. Then it rolls back into the fairway. Now you got a tight lie chip shot, which can lead to disaster.
If you
also
have a really, really fall hard, harsh, I agree with that. But for the most part, if you go too far, it's hard coming back at a green from behind, I think. So yeah. I always err on the side of short. All right, you got to get out of here, and I got to get Paul out of here. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.